It's on.
Okay.
Is it recording?
You're the one that's in charge.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, it is.
My ass is tired.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry about that.
From sitting.
Take it easy.
Yeah, thanks for the clarification on that one. All right, here we go. It has been just about a week since we did our last movie of the week review. Five or six days.
Wait. We've done three. We've done two previously. In the year and a half we've been doing this.
Not a year and a half. We just had our year birthday.
Oh, okay. Year and change that we've been doing this.
Yeah. You know, thanks for just exposing the segment. I was trying to keep some continuity. The movie of the week. The name of the segment is not movie of the whenever the fuck we get around to it.
But that might be more interesting.
So anyway, just to remind you guys, in the past we have done a movie of the week review of Brad Armstrong's Flashpoint, a wonderful porn flick, which I will refer you to our earlier recorded material for our thoughts on that. Then we got an email from a listener telling us that he wanted us to review some anime porn, which we did.
Ugh, disgusting.
And it was disturbing as fuck.
Go fuck yourself.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, seriously.
So this time we just decided to go middle of the road. Well, actually, you know what? There's a story behind this. Kristen was supposed to go and get...
Yeah, it was my job to pick out the porno. Nice. And I was thinking about getting Pirates, nice. Which I hear
was
like
it was it awkward when you went in there?
Like, oh, no.
No?
Have you noticed that...
No, very amiable cashier gave us some, you know, talk to us about things.
Talk to you about...
explain
was going to be happening in the movie?
No. Okay, first, we were looking for Pirates.
Easter eggs.
Have you heard of Pirates?
When they were shooting this scene... They had to have six
that's
fluffers
the one,
for this guy.
That's the one that's like Pirates of the Caribbean style.
Wine on me. I'm sorry, keep going.
Starring like Jesse Jane and some other people, and it's like one of those big budget, I don't remember who produced it.
Is it a Vivid film?
Well, and
it might be, but I really don't know.
It looked like there was more like fighting action than there was fucking action.
There was a lot of storyline, apparently.
Yeah,
it looks
like a big production.
Yeah, I wanted to check that out because I heard really good things about it, so... We went to video...
From Ebert and Roper.
Our local video store where you can rent these vile films and...
Vile films are awesome.
Yeah. And we went into the back room and there wasn't Pirates there. I'm like, how they not have the biggest blockbuster of last year?
And, you know, this is...
Well, they have it. Were they just out of it?
No, they didn't have it.
This is the one store in the Reno area that actually carries vile offensive
films. Yeah, that has a back room. Yeah.
It's not
because they have it. I saw it.
It's not the big hit movie store, and it's not the Los Angeles area movie store.
It's for maniacs
who like watching videos.
Yeah, who like watching videos. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'll support them. Give a shout out to their name.
I swear we just did.
So I went to Video Maniacs, and
you guys are awesome.
Well, we went looking for Pirates, and it wasn't there. So we went and asked. And we're like, hey, do you guys have it? Because, you know, it was so huge. I'm surprised you didn't.
Because we want to rent it and stuff.
Yeah. I go into a porn store acting like Beavis. I can't have a legitimate conversation with another adult
told again.
About pornography.
It's up.
I got 13.
It's up.
Okay. So we went to the clerk and he's just like, you know what it is we've had to... sell quote unquote some videos to unruly clients. I'm like, really? What does that mean? He's like,
unruly
people that rent it and keep it, and then they have to charge them like $100 for the video because they're not willing to bring it back. And he's like, and it sucks too because it's usually the first or second person when it's those big movies like that, and then we don't have it anymore, and then we'll restock it, and then I'll do it again. I'm like, that sucks.
What the fuck's up with people?
Yeah,
do they
I know.
Just get lazy after relaxating and never get?
I hate people.
I don't know, but it's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm sure it happens a lot more with pornography than regular movies too, because people are probably there's that shame thing.
Well, but there's only like one or two copies usually of the movies.
And so, if you're a crazy porn guy, you know, porn
buy
thief
it.
On the... Well, why... There's some comedian who talks about. Sorry, that was.
Breathe.
Prepare.
Count to 10.
That was about 10 thoughts at one time coming at. Like, just stopping all at once. There's some comedian who talks about why that he doesn't understand why people have large porn collections. Okay, I've got one porno at home and I don't even fucking know how it ends.
Pretty much.
Like,
I don't know
how
this one
ends. You have to steal it.
Okay, as a girl, I have to say I can understand. We need change every once in a while. It gets boring. It gets boring.
You gotta have the bath with the feather boa and the water squirter and
I'm
Yanni
sorry.
In the background.
Have we
and
met?
Candles and
yeah, I've never had sex like that ever, oh, ever,
really?
Ever.
You've never had romantic sex?
That sucks.
Maybe a few times.
Yeah, reflection on Christian, huh?
No.
Christian,
he always...
it's all a sham.
Let's go, man. Whip out the candles.
It's a lot more fun having it.
I'm sorry. Let me retract what I just said. When Kristen masturbates, she has barbed wire everywhere and a bunch of beers all over the place and, like, you know, some dead dogs on the carpet. And
yes, something like that. That's what it takes sometimes.
So anyway, the long and the short of it is that they didn't have it?
They didn't have it.
Okay.
And so we settled on a cheap hustler... you know, compilation of college girls, you know, real college girls on campus.
We settled on Hustlers, Real College Girls, number 4, directed by Bob Sima.
Yeah.
And edited by Chuck C., released on April 8th of 2002.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. And so we randomly chose that one from the wall of the, like, 12 college girls DVDs
which,
they had there.
Which we knew Mike was going to be really excited
about. Yeah, yeah. And well, that was why we were going for it. We're like, you know, I'm like, I know Mike wanted to see something like this, so let's go in this vein.
Well, you guys shot down. I'm like, let's, you guys were like, well, what should we do next? I'm like, let's do lesbian. You guys are like, no, let's not do lesbian.
I was actually
like, let's do teen. They're like, no, let's not do teen. I'm like, well, fuck, what else is there, Asian?
You know, honestly, I don't know if it was any of the member of the shows that shot down the lesbian. I think it was show members' wives and friends of ours that were actually with us that are like, oh, yeah, no,
that
don't
sounds
do
pretty
that.
Familiar to me.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
I just remember it got shot down, and I'm like, what? No, nobody likes lesbian porn?
Yeah.
I like...
Well, and the other thing everyone has to remember is Mike is afraid of porn stars.
I am.
So
there are some freaky.
So we can't have anything by Vivid.
Yeah, yeah. The more natural looking, the longer he's going to last.
Well,
the shorter he's going to last.
But don't mistake natural looking for whorish or tore up.
Yeah, no.
From the
what
floor
I mean
up,
is like naturally beautiful, not overly made up, no fake parts.
Yeah. No fake. Well,
she means tits.
If fake parts, I mean, come on, like fake parts that look.
Really?
Well, I mean,
that
like,
you can knock on them and they don't move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that stand like mountains are just.
So, anyways, yeah. So, the way this movie was set up is there were 4 different segments of this movie, and each segment featured one college.
There were 5 segments in this movie, I have to say.
Oh, you know what? I fell asleep.
I only made it through 2 and a half.
I got nauseous halfway through and I fell asleep.
You got nauseous?
Yeah, unrelated completely, but I did get nauseous. So needless
I got
to say,
nauseous,
watching
related,
this porn did not lead anywhere for me.
Actually, I have to say, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, and unfortunately I saw the two that, like, I was really concentrating and focused on the two that kind of sucked up front. I was like, what? This blows.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyways.
So apparently I'm going to be giving you guys the accurate review, and they'll just sort of sit here and say, come shot, and everyone will laugh.
Well, yeah, because that's why we're here. So people will actually stay tuned.
Yeah,
come shot. okay. So the way it's set up is that there is a host.
Can you grab a Dr. Pepper?
There's a host, a female host for each college, and the host goes to this college. They go to the campus. They walk around and kind of tour you of the campus, tell you where they are, and this is where they're going to meet the girl.
This was very reality TV.
Yeah, it was very much like you'd see it on MTV.
I mean, the gist of this is these girls call up Hustler and say, look, I want to be on Real College Girls or whatever.
Yeah, I want $1,000.
They say they'll pay up to $1,000, but you know that's got to include anal. Like, you got to go anal if you're going to get the full
probably.
Grand.
Oh, yeah.
And so these girls call them up and they say, we'll do this. And they send out a host. And like Kristen said, they tour the campus sort of. And it's basically the hostess going, oh, I think it's over here. I'm lost by the library.
I have no idea where I'm going, but I think she told us to meet her by the student union. Yeah. Wink, wink. She's a college student. Get it?
Yeah. It's all just proving these are real students.
These are real students. Yeah. So
there wouldn't be a student union if there weren't students around.
So we get introduced to the girl, and she has to show her college ID and without her name to keep it anonymous. And then
I like how the student numbers still show.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly.
Like, you can't go there.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. It wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah. That sounds like a stalker behavior. Like, you could still see the student numbers.
No, I just
Pause,
think it's funny.
Look them up on the net and go and say, hey,
actually,
I jacked off
actually,
to you.
I don't. That's not really where I was going with that, but okay.
Do you use that terminology, though? I jacked off to you?
I don't think I've ever told a girl that. No.
Okay. Good.
No.
Oh, you told. I have at the bus station. At the.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
so
great.
So, anyways, they talk to the
Not
girl.
Really.
They basically say, "So, are you ready?" And the girl says, "Yes or no," or "I think so." And
then, well, I like how they go from questions like, "What are you studying?" Oh, you know, blah,
kinesthesiology.
Blah, 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 and how long have you been going?
Kinesiology, jerk.
Yeah. How long have you been going to school here?
I know that
oh,
it's a
2 years.
Science.
Shut the fuck up! I'm trying to tell a story.
Sorry.
And then, sorry. And then, and they just go from like nice. How long have you been in school? Questions to like, you know, you're gonna get fucked, like tore up today, right?
Yeah. On
and all
camera.
Of a sudden you're like
by a
wait,
total
what?
Stranger. Yeah. Are you ready
Are
for
you
this?
Okay? Are
we
you
have a big black man ready for you. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, and then they basically take the girl straight to the room, and then she does it on camera, and they're done with
no
her.
Pretense,
no pretense.
No
pretense
my
whatsoever.
Name is, it's just, let's fuck. Let's.
Yep.
It's really, it's kind of disturbing. Like, it was yep. really like, oh my God, I really couldn't take it. I mean, I could take it. I watched it.
It was awkward.
It
more
was really,
awkward
it
than
was uncomfortable.
Porns usually are.
Yeah, yeah. So,
big time.
Yeah. The first one I was disappointed with only because the girl was basically a dead fish and she was clearly like blessed with good looks and a surgically enhanced body. And
yes.
It gave her that like, I should have sex on camera. This is the best idea in the world.
I could see that.
You
yeah.
know, and kind of trashy, kind of like,
Her name was Brooke. She was studying kinesthesiology.
Kinesiology.
At Mesa Community College.
Nobody the cares. Study of movement.
Kinesthesiology.
Nobody cares.
And I thought it was really interesting that they actually did give them, okay, this is your last chance to back out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to see a video, even just one, where someone's like, this is fucked. I can't do this. I'm sorry. And
if they would show that, because I'm sure girls do that.
Yeah, they have to, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure girls pull out at the last minute. Oh!
So we're talking about the first scene.
Talking about,
can I just say, what the fuck is up with the chick with the purple bra?
Oh, you know, I never I don't understand
there
that in
was
porn.
No need for that. No need. You have the host with her taking her top off. That's like kind of the extra third wheel. What the fuck?
See,
was the purple
that's
top
a pretty common.
For?
That's a pretty common thing in porns. Now you've never noticed that.
But she was ugly as fuck.
Yeah,
they get
in, oh my God.
They get into the apartment, and they're like, "Okay, this here's the guy, big black guy. His name is Brad Pumper."
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
His name Brad
He was
Pumper.
Actually pretty cute. Like, normally you don't get hot guys. What?
Like,
he was
like
hot.
Like the second scene, Mr. Fabio.
Yeah, Nico.
Was that his name?
He was a hairier
Yeah, they had a Greek guy in the second scene.
Lord.
No, they get into the apartment, and, you know, Brad Pumper gets on this chick and just starts, you know, not your name, not your beautiful. He's just, bring them titties over here.
Yeah, yeah.
He starts grabbing them and slapping her ass and ripping her clothes off. And then this random chick is there and she's just like, does anybody mind if I touch myself? And so then she gets all like,
She like spreads him on the chair in the corner and just is there the whole scene masturbating. You're like,
Which is a pretty it's a pretty common tool in porns now. I don't understand it though. I don't I don't get it. I never have got it. Even the girl's hot. I'm just kind of like, whatever. Okay. Yeah. Not necessary. Like, join in or go away.
Yeah. No, I totally thought the guy was going to get up and they were going to do like a threesome.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought
something.
Too.
And then the scene was over. I'm like,
yeah.
What?
I totally agree. Lost. Yeah.
I want to know why the hostess took her top off.
I thought she was going to get in. I thought she was going to like strip down and there. I mean, I was waiting for like a foursome.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, that's where
I don't know.
It was
the
going.
Hostess's role is a little weird.
Or the hostess to start doing the chick that was
fondling
masturbating. Like,
or, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the hostess is a little weird because she's
her name
got
is Allie, by the way.
A camera. Jesus.
Natural tits.
And, but I don't think I saw one shot coming from her camera, honestly. Like,
that's
so, but
totally
she has
true.
A camera, so I'm
yeah.
like.
Yeah, she's like pretending
what's
to
with
film.
The pretense, you know?
She's pretending
like,
to
it.
Film the couple, and she's pretending to like get hot and kind of like rub her tits.
A little bit.
But then nothing happens,
yeah.
and you don't see anything from her camera.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
That's retarded. So, I don't know. The only thing I've got to say about this scene, first off, no one used any protection in any of the scenes that I saw.
Wow, nerd.
What?
Nerd alert.
I don't really know which way to go on. I'm not really sure.
I mean, kids use condoms, but
yeah.
Jesus.
Well, but they're porn stars.
Yeah, they're porn
That's
stars.
The
they
thing.
Get tested.
They're
yeah.
not porn stars. Who's heard of Brad Pumper? No one.
Brad Pumper
random.
Is Hustler, dude.
Brad
he's
Pump,
from
yeah,
Hustler.
He's employed
Same
by Hustler.
Same with the purple bra.
And I'm
That's
sure,
why she was all nasty
yeah.
as
and
fuck.
And the girls, I'm sure, get tested for everything before yeah. they're on this show. Yeah. I really don't think they're like, oh, let's risk our actors' lives.
And do anal and, you know,
yeah,
they're not
no way.
Do that.
He starts in.
He gave
said,
in. Notice how he just
yeah.
quietly goes
right,
back to
fine,
reading his
you're
review.
Right.
You know, I just hate both of you, and that's just,
no,
that's where
no,
that goes.
No, I have to say, buddy, Christian noticed the same thing, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You guys, haven't you seen porn? There's lots of porn without protection. Lots.
I was just making an observation.
No, I made the observation, but
that's like saying the girls in this porn have long hair. Isn't that weird?
My main problem with Brad Pumper is that
like,
his dialogue was too strong, too fast. Thank you.
My problem was he was just. No, I didn't really have a problem with him.
I didn't have a problem with him. He was hot.
It was
yeah,
awkward.
No,
yeah.
Well, like
and
said,
and
it,
I liked what he said, too.
He said, right up your fucking ass. Like
yeah, that's
he said
that's
it eight
right.
times
yeah,
in
yeah.
the space of about 3 minutes.
Oh,
so
right up your fucking ass.
Right up your fucking
ass. Right up your fucking ass.
That's sexy, man.
This is definitely student pussy.
Yeah, I like the deep voice, too.
And I like good. I like the awkwardness when they call him sluts and whores.
Yeah.
Because there's always
like
that.
Oh, that's
okay,
true.
I know I am, but do you have to call that
yeah.
to my attention as I'm here on
camera?
Self-realization.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
the
I
girl
know,
going, wait, but, oh, no, wait, I'm accepting money for sex. I am a whore!
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the question that Christian had, too. He's like, doesn't this equal prostitution? And I'm like, it's a fine line.
Pretty
yeah, I
much.
Mean, like, honestly, I don't know how it doesn't.
No, it totally does. So, there it was. And throughout the whole thing, I noticed there was no music.
I liked that. Thank God. I hate porno music. If there's
yeah.
one thing that can ruin it for me is bad music.
Actually, yeah. No, that's
saxophones
true, that's
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like, if
that's
it's
true.
Good music, I can just ignore it, tune it out, whatever. But the
or
bad
real
music,
subtle
I'm like...
music.
Yeah, or real subtle. But when it's the... I've heard some weird stuff.
Right up your fucking
such
ass.
A bad.
That terrible, honestly.
Okay.
Poor music's pretty bad.
So we're gonna move into the second scene, or
let's save the second one till last, because
all right.
Yeah, let's all save right. the second one till the very end. So moving on to the two British chicks. Did you see that one?
Yes.
That
oh
was
man, yeah.
That
man,
was hot.
The dirtiest.
They had experience.
Wow, they
wow.
were not afraid
to have sex on camera.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, woo. These girls are novices. What?
So this was at Union Station. Stacy was the correspondent, and they had Corina,
they had
who was
names.
A dance major from Liverpool, and Ashley, who was studying to be a vet from Portsmouth.
Yeah.
I'll let you get into it. I have another what the fuck on this one.
The
too.
Boys in this one were a little bit unattractive.
they were kids. They were like, they, like, the girls were hot and a little bit older looking, and these dudes, like, looked way out of their, like, these girls were way out of their league, like, seriously.
Yeah.
They had, they should
have. The girls were really, really pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them had a really long, stringy Play-Doh looking cock.
I don't even think.
One had a weird curve.
Did you see that?
One had a weird curve.
The guy with the weird curve.
Yeah, it kind of curved up.
Yeah.
He's the guy who was going balls deep in that girl's ass. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to say, those two chicks.
I'm uncomfortable. I don't know why. That just made me uncomfortable.
They, like you said, they had experience, and they were saying some of the dirtiest stuff.
That was
ever.
So hot in those accents too.
I know, I loved it,
like,
with the accents.
Keep it coming.
That's what made it for me, because dirty talk is like, oh yeah, I get it, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But with the British accent,
oh,
I was like,
wow
that
and
took
shit
it up
that
a
you
notch.
Don't usually hear too.
Well, especially like there's the I wrote down a couple of my favorite ones here with the accents, stuff that you wouldn't normally hear.
Don't
stuff
do
like,
the accent. Oh God. It's going to totally ruin it for me.
Oh, man. Oh, this is my cold shower for the evening right here.
I won't do it in the accent.
Thank God.
Give it to me in the arse.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't she call someone keen?
Yeah.
She called, oh, you're keen. Or there was, and knickers.
That's keen.
Yeah.
Take my knickers
called,
off.
Yeah, take my knickers off. And I went, you did not just say knickers.
That was awesome. That and one that I know that they do use in America, but that I don't hear very often. Give me your spunk.
Oh,
the
big God. I didn't hear that.
The big cum bath at the end. Because that was just.
Spunk.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that may be my new favorite genre of porn. It's British porn. I mean, honestly, if there's a market for it,
well,
I'm signing up.
And the foreign chicks are just so much more into the porn too. It seems like they're much more into the dirty talk. And
Russian chicks are notorious for it.
It's duh. Pretty much.
Duh. I really thought that we'll get to that in a second here. So let's move on to the fourth scene. Did anyone watch the fourth scene?
Yeah, I saw that one. Les scene.
That's right. This was Cal Poly from Pomona. The hostess was Chrissy Sparks.
Were they hot?
And
the host was hot.
The host was hot as hell.
She was so
smoking.
Pretty.
Really?
Oh, my God.
When is this video due back? Because I haven't.
No, so
it's due back tomorrow, but I need to get it back.
I've got
to
say up front, this was one of the hottest girl on girl scenes that I've
really
seen.
I definitely have to watch it.
It was pretty hot. Like, the girl was okay. She was pretty. Like, she was average looking and like
I wouldn't
pretty
have put a bag
in
over
a
her
natural
head.
Way. Yeah, like her hair was really
kind of nappy.
Now,
careful.
careful with your word choice.
Yeah, sorry. Kind of. I mean,
no,
she
but like it could have been really
though.
Pretty, like because it was curly.
Yeah. Fuck.
it was curly hair, but she had it tied back, and it was nasty looking. Like if she had it like down and curly, it would have been. She would have looked a lot better. Like otherwise, she looked like she was going to the gym. Like. Honestly,
yeah,
I'm like, dude,
true.
you're going to have lesbian sex with a hot chick, you know, like dress up.
God, the
did they know each other?
No.
The host was like a porn star.
But here's what made it so goddamn hot is this chick was into it. Like Jamie pointed this out to me at the end of the interview, before they even got into the renovated apartment to start doing their thing.
Yeah.
This chick's nipples were hard and she was all, they started talking dirty as they're walking down the street holding hands. I'm going to make you come so hard. I'm going to do this. Ooh. Blah, blah, blah. All wet.
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
Yeah. And she was really into it.
It was, her name was Cecilia. She was studying pharmaceutical science.
Yeah.
For those of you taking notes.
Yeah.
Mike just gave me the eye roll.
You deserve it.
So
by this point, both of us are passed out.
I definitely had turned it off by this.
Yeah.
Time. I actually, to tell you the truth, I turned this off to go to other porn, to better porn. Because
really?
I was like,
the first
this
couple,
isn't
the
doing
first
it for
two
me,
were
so.
Totally deserving
the first
of
two
being
were awful,
turned
man.
Off.
And that's
definitely.
Kind of why.
Yeah. The third one was where it picked up, and I was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, and it was going okay, but it was enough for me. I'm like, I need to see some good porn.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I went elsewhere.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Just a little side note. I thought.
That's a big fuck you to the show. I could give a shit about doing a decent review to this. I'm going to whack it.
Well.
That's his rating system.
That's true. Yeah, that
I
is
wasn't
true.
Saying fuck the show. I was saying this is a lame ass video. I'll watch it later.
That's a bad rating.
Which you never got around to.
Yeah.
So anyway. Anyway, the let's see here.
Oh,
so
hey, can I just say on the last scene with the two chicks from wherever, London
Britain?
Or Britain? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How do they go from beautiful Union Square or whatever to this fucking warehouse piece of shit room?
Yeah, that was the one thing like I don't get. Like, where do why do
a
they
a mattress with a sheet draped over it? And that was pretty much it.
Yeah, where do they find these places? Like,
no idea.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, they're all like half of them were renovated like buildings,
and they were fucking in the windowsill
like,
as cars and people
were
driving
like,
driving by. And those chicks, since they were so wild, were like yelling obscenity. And I'm like, dude, if I were walking by,
I would so be watching.
I would
this.
Like, yeah, I'd jump behind a tree and like,
yeah,
I don't know.
No, that, well,
yeah, we know.
That's
yeah.
exactly what happens with the girl on girl scene. Is they
go into
they
yeah.
have their interview, they start talking, and they go to this chick's apartment that's being renovated. Okay, so the walls are all stripped, and you know, a concrete floor, and there's just this mattress with a sheet on it,
mm-hmm.
and they start
so
doing their
hot.
Thing, and. I have to say, even though it was hot as hell, because they were both into it and they were just going to town.
Yeah, it was kind of hot in that circumstance because it was.
In the back of my mind, I just kept thinking, I wonder if it smells like paint in that room. I'm sorry, I couldn't help.
You know,
help
when
it.
It's like it just doesn't matter and they're just so into it. You know, that's kind of what made that one a little.
It looked like a railroad car almost. So, I mean, they were doing, you know, she was pierced. They were doing all sorts of stuff. Then they had a double-ended dong that they started working,
nice,
which was awesome.
Nice.
And I've got to say, even
that's always pretty hot.
Even
yeah,
in
that's
this
Christian's favorite
hot
thing ever.
Oh, scissor action, yeah.
Even in this sort of a setting where it's more
scissor
natural
me.
And thank you, Mr. Garrison, shut up.
Yeah,
Kristen's making obscene hand gestures about scissoring.
Scissor me.
Even though this. What the?
Sorry, dude,
I'm That's sorry. Funny. You just. Oh, God. I'm looking at both of them, and they're both looking at me going, ha, ha, ha,
with
the doing
scissors. The
scissoring motion with their hands.
That's funny.
What do you guys want, a gold
God.
Star? Okay, so it's just. Even though this was more amateur, the lesbian fingernail syndrome. Equaling danger still applied. The porn star chick, they both had long nails, and she starts going and doing.
That,
oh yeah, it was pretty creepy. And here's my one problem. Even though it was hot, here's my one problem with lesbian scenes. There's no contour to them. You know that when
what?
You get when you get a typical porn scene, and like if we were talking about theater or plays, this would be called a well-made play. And that means that it has a laid out structure. There is a beginning, a middle, a climax, and a denouement at the end. And then the final bit here. So
roughly translated to what?
Roughly translated.
There's
if you're
a plot?
If you're yeah, if well yeah. If you're watching a regular porn scene, you know they get undressed, they start kissing a little bit, he does something to her tits. And then he starts fingering her a bit, maybe goes down on her, and then she starts sucking him, then the fucking comes, then if they're going anal, they'll do that, and then you know there's gonna be
money
the nut at the end.
Yeah, money shot.
With lesbians, you're like, okay, I'm watching that, I was watching that. It just ends. There's
yeah,
no final.
Yeah, that's true.
Nah.
They just kind of start kissing and then fall asleep in each other's arms, and you're like,
yeah, yeah, pretty much. So, anyway, there was that one. Did anyone watch the fifth one?
No.
No.
Nope.
All right.
I had no idea there was a fifth one.
Yeah.
USC Medical School. Alan from radiology.
I
no. It was kind of funny. Cause
Alan.
Ellen.
Oh.
Ellen. And it was the only
what
there were
no.
there were two things there were two things that I found kind of funny. One, Ellen had a speech impediment.
Oh God,
not terrible, but you know, noticeable.
What kind of a speech impediment?
Like a lisp or a stutter?
Did he talk like this?
Yeah, kind of. And the
second, that's my favorite kind of speech impediment.
And the second one was the guy was a dirty ass. He was a sleaze. He was like,
Yeah, for the most part, they kept the guys pretty attractive, thank God. Because, I mean, if you're going to be having sex on camera with a total stranger, he at least better be attractive. You know, like porn stars.
You get some greasy.
Porn stars know what they're getting into. It's their job. Oh, thank God. Yeah, for the most part, the guys were mostly attractive.
Now, this guy, imagine like the biggest jock in our high school, having grown up and made nothing of his life. And then he decided, oh, I can get a couple hundred bucks for coming in and fucking some hot young chick. I'll do it. And then trying to trying to talk all dirty and all terrible. And just it was just awful. So let's go to the second scene real quick. The reason we wanted to save this one, this is the last bit of the review here, is because this was shot.
That's so funny.
Here in Reno at TMCC, Truckee Meadows Community College.
Remember, we randomly picked this one off of the shelf in the place. And
We were
in the middle of watching it, and then all of a sudden, I saw the host, and then in the background, I could see the sign, and I'm like,
TMCC, you're like,
I perked
no
up.
Fucking
I'm like,
way.
Oh my god!
You see the desert in the background.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my god!
Oh my god! That's TMCC! And then, sure enough, she's like, I'm here in Reno, Nevada, at Truckee Meadows Community College. I'm like, oh my god! I hope it's somebody I know.
Yeah, and that was what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, please be somebody I know. Please be somebody I know.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
So the hostess' name was Celestine. She was this weirdo hippie chick.
Can I just say that she represented Reno, Nevada? She was ugly as.
Yeah, she was ugly.
Hippie.
Yeah,
weird
the host.
Yeah, the host. I'm sorry. Yeah.
The host was just weird looking. I'm like, no, 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 no.
She looked like a kind of grown up porn version of that Kayla chick who was always listening to the Phantom of the Opera in band.
Yeah.
That's exactly who I thought of when I saw her. And I was like,
So anyway, the girl was Anina. And you know that they changed their names. In fact, if you guys go to the chapter selection list, the girls' names were all different
don't
than the ones
that
they don't even
really?
Match. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Anina sounds kind of fake.
Yeah.
And
so
she was okay looking. Like, she was pretty but not hot. Like, she
was... I wouldn't call her hot.
Yeah. Pretty weird hair.
Totally uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
Awkward.
Even going into it. Like, she's like, so you're ready for this? She's like... I think so.
talk about it.
Oh my god!
Completely awkward scene where she just has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And is scared to death.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
About
like
everything.
She froze up the second he put her hands. You
could.
On,
you
his
could
hands on her.
You could see her going to her safe place in her head. This isn't happening.
Oh
this isn't
god.
Happening. And then, like what Christian mentioned, the shame face at the end after the cum shot is dribbling down her face, the moment of realization of. Oh my God! What did I just do?
When she was laughing at a couple parts, like she was so uncomfortable that and the host was like
manhandling
her
fucking
I mean, the host was scaring me.
She had.
I think probably scaring
them.
Her
too. Yes,
and she like turned to the host and started laughing, and then she went, "Oh yeah, I'm doing a porn," and went back into the face. But
yeah, honestly, nothing was better than the end. The money shot was like, because it was like to use a pun, but it was coming, and she was sitting there waiting for it, and there was just this look like. Oh my God! What did I just do?
One of my favorite things.
Here's the end.
Is when girls refuse to open up their mouth for the money shot. How in the fuck do you get done just recording a porn and not be able to open your mouth for some jizz? I mean, come on! You don't have to swallow it, spit it back out, but at least look hot. Don't look like you're like. I got the sour face going on.
Yeah.
How is that hot?
I don't know. So anyway, awkward scene. Give it your rating.
Very awkward.
Overall?
Yeah.
5.
A 5 out of 10. Mike, give it your rating.
I was actually going to give it a 30 out of 60.
Yeah.
30 out of 60?
So, yeah, because it's half the scenes I saw were good and half the scenes were crappy. So I'll give it half.
I would give it about the same thing because of the hot girl, the British dirty porn, and the awkwardness of the second scene.
Yeah, that was just odd.
So go out, check it out. Hustlers, Real College Girls, number 4. Later.
This is Mike from Matt, Mike, and Kristen. Check us out at Matt, Mike, and Kristen at myspace. Wait, what's the website?